This morning's reading is again from the first prophecy to the Americas, chapter 10, on the cycles and the signs. And unto the peoples of the land of America, say that men and women of the world cannot change or alter those events which are destined for the world. People have corrupted the earth and the life thereof, and the laws and commandments of God have been broken. Therefore, let those of the earth know that a greater part of the living shall be burned from the light of God's new sun, and few shall be able to bear the heat thereof. But the light and the heat of the sun shall be as a balm to the chosen ones of God. And the chosen shall eat of God's sun, and be sustained by it as calves by the milk of the udder. And men and women of the earth shall know that the earth is dissolving as a vapor for the handiwork of God. The sun shall be brilliant and an instrument of righteous men and women of the earth to burn evil and darkness away from the world forever. And the goodly men and women of the earth and the prophets shall not be harmed by that light. And people shall run to and fro as the blind, maddened by the illumination they cannot see, but is only felt by the senses. And this will be the beginning of the great spiritual wars spoken of in times past between the powers of light and the powers of darkness. And men and women will know that they are caught in celestial and terrestrial struggles, and they will be consumed. Prophets of times past have told of this struggle that was to come at the consummation of the world, and the signs have been many, and people have not reckoned with these signs. But I say unto you that with my birth into the world, and with my presence in the world, and with my passing from the world, and finally with my redemption from the world, and the dawning of the cross of enlightenment, the signs have been marked. The great Son of God has appeared, and with its appearance, goodly men and women have received a sign of redemption. And the signs of darkness shall also appear, and these signs shall be marked by cycles of 3, 4, and 13. It is not proper that people know of the times of the tribulations. Thus the prophets of this teaching shall know and remain silent, for it is better that such dates be kept secret. And say unto the men and women of the world that the events that preceded my entrance and exit from the world and the birth and the life of the community are all regulated by the sun and the stars thereof, which respond to the pulse of God's directions for a goodly cause. Mark well the years of which I speak, for the signs are therein. In the year of my appearance into the world, and of the first meetings of the community established in that year, the sun shone most fervently. And again after the passing of 13 years, when you first will speak to the peoples in America of my life and teachings, the sun and the stars will blaze in resplendent glory. And no one will predict these events beforehand, for the calculations of the life of the sun differ. And let no one say that these events were coincidental, for all things will occur as I have predicted to you in this prophecy. And the mountain shall fall after the space of 3 times 3 years, and the peoples of the villages of Yungay shall perish from the earthquakes, and 10 times 7,000 people shall pass out of the world because of it, and the number thereof shall be the 1/7 part of the people of that valley of the Andes. And 13 years following the first oppression at New Smyrna, where that which was dead was given again to all the churches, and the flight to Veracruz, when I was with you in that city, an untimely comet of a foreboding nature shall appear from out of the heavens. And it shall precede by 3 and 13 years the appearance of a second and third comet. And 13 years from this date, the moon shall be eclipsed, and the sun shall be eclipsed in the same year, and troublesome times shall be upon the earth. And other celestial phenomena of unexpected nature shall occur in continuing cycles, and the sun and other heavenly bodies shall move about in strange and unpredicted manner. And these cycles, being the fourth part of the larger 52-year cycle known to the ancient peoples of Mexico, and the events thereof, will be in accordance with the predictions of former astronomers of the land, dating from the known discovery of America by the European peoples, reckoning the ninth or larger cycle from the discovery to fall in the first year of the first persecution. And the earth shall experience pangs of birth 13 years following your voyage by sea from Peru to the lands of Mexico to fulfill the prophecy of the returning teacher. And this date shall inaugurate the birth of the new religion in the world in a force and manner of significance within the span of 500 years from the landing of the new peoples onto the shores of these lands called the New World and America, less 10 years, which shall be the dawn of the new age of the community as strengthened by the sun. And the sun shall darken and flare in the midst of the light. And following the passing of 10 years, the fowls of heaven, all of them, condors, vultures, eagles, a whole host, shall begin to circle the lands of America. And the sun shall darken and flare in the midst of the light. Mark thee well the dates of the omens and the appearance, the rebirth, the birth, the avalanche, the passing, the birth of the Son of Righteousness, the appearance in the sun, the manifestation of darkness, other appearances, and the giving of the prophecies. And know that from the date of the giving of this prophecy to the peoples of the lands of America, the heavenly bodies shall begin to be aligned together for the new birth of which I speak. And prophecies shall be given, one for each of 7 years, until the year of the reed. And let all know that the events upon the earth are determined by these manifesting forces and the configurations of celestial bodies which move at the command of Almighty God. And following these signs, look for a great solar eclipse, which shall darken the sky. And people shall walk by day as if by dark, as they did when Jesus was hung on the tree at Jerusalem. And the earth shall shake and move and be convulsed, and the seas shall move in great force, and fire shall fall from the sky, and the sign of that age shall rule, and the fishes of the sea shall be supreme in that day, and man will know that only God rules the earth, not those who receive it as a gift from their heavenly Father. And the sign of God shall be the heat and light of the firmament, and the twin Christs shall rule the earth through the twin suns. And all shall see the light of these suns, and the light and radiation thereof shall change all things in the twinkling of an eye, and the earth shall be transformed. And only goodly men and women of light shall be strengthened in that day, which God shall bring upon the earth in his judgment. And the life of the people shall be as a living religion to shine forth as divine light. And all the material powers of the world, ruled by darkness, shall be troubled. And God's prophets will see visions and dream of all those things that are to occur in the last and final days of the material world that have been under the powers of darkness. And God will instruct the children of light, and they shall find safety and sanctuary where no child of darkness can follow. And the children of light shall know of all these things from the dates and cycles of the signs that shall be given by the combinations of 3 and 4 and 13. And no one shall learn of these cycles save the prophets, nor the combinations thereof. For it is not proper that people know of what is to come or when it is to dawn, else they make profit of it and make commerce from the book of prophecy that God has given to his chosen people. And because of this, men and women of the world shall seek to harm the chosen children of God's light, for they will not believe in God or his commandments, and they will doubt and question and challenge. And I shall tell you of these events in the prophecies that I shall give you, so that you may lead the people to safety and sanctuary in that day. Now, once again, this is chapter 10 of the first prophecy to the Americas on the cycles and the signs. And I suggest you refer to that chapter in the book, because all of the dates that I read are explained at the end of that chapter. We shall now have the blessings.